Finding they give it the name Black Tiger's all I want to know.
Black Tiger.
Yeah, Blind Tiger Liquor. Blind Tiger Liquor.
All right. And if you come into the house and something really good is cooking and you can have the odor come to you, might say to somebody, Just
in time, I smell that good old so-and-so cooking. I had a cousin away one time when he'd be on putting his mule up for dinner. He didn't like collard. Then he said he'd be putting his mule up, old collard for dinner today. Most what more than God, I smell them. And so he said, I know why we had old collard, I smell them. And you might say they say so-and-so was having ham today, good old country ham, I mean, cured ham, I smell it. The odor's fine.
Right. And what about if molasses is of a texture that makes it hard to dip? You might say how would you describe that?
Well, you just describe it as it's been cooked too much and it's hard to handle. And
you might say the molasses, what would you say about it then, if you just try it? Maybe
you say the molasses is too hard to use.
Okay.
It really would have to be cooked over and thinned down or something done to it. If you just say molasses is cooked too hard to use.
All right, and what about a sweet, sticky liquid that you might put on pancakes or something like that?
Well, you could use honey for that. You could use a maple syrup or sorghum syrup. Some people put thin sorghum syrup and ribbon cane syrup and that molasses you were talking about a while ago. People generally always cook that too thick. They'd cook the ribbon cane syrup so thick that you'd have to cut some of it with a knife and that molasses stuff, and it wasn't fitting. On pancakes, you wanted something thin, but you'd use some kind of honey just a little bit, because that pancake is hot, you know, it'll do it. But most of the time they would try to have some kind of maple or sorghum syrup that was cooked thin to put over it. That was where it raised. Of course, now they know nothing about sorghum syrup in this part of the country. They're cooking some up in North Georgia, but it wasn't cooked like it was here in the southern states, the southern part of the state.
All right, and what about the terms? Have you ever heard a sweetening term, long sweetening or short sweetening, either one? To do with, I'm not sure whether it was sugar or syrup or what. You didn't use that term around here?
No. This ribbon cane syrup went to sugar and them barrels it put in, and a lot of times you knock it open and you could, you hear them talking about buying rock candy? You heard of that at the drugstore?
Yeah.
Well, that's ribbon cane syrup would sometimes make where it was cooked right and done right, there would be that in these barrels. It was in that glass colored sheet, and you could put that stuff I'm talking about now, you buy it and use it for some purpose. I forget what it is, but that the only thing I ever know of is about the sugar was to be a brown sugar. They'd call that why that syrup, most of it would be brown and be soupy. You'd have to give up some of it with a spoon to sweeten stuff. But whatever it went to what they call rock candy in there, you could call that a long sugar if you wanted to, because you'd put it in your cup of coffee and it'd stay there.
All right, what about if you go to the store to buy, say, maple syrup, and you say, I don't want any imitation, I want the genuine
maple syrup.
All right. And what about if you can buy sugar in already wrapped up, or you can buy it how? Could you say just buy it
you can't buy it loose anymore. You have to buy it in bags. It used to be that it come in barrels.
And
you just have a scoop and scoop it up into as much as you want. But now they got it in any kind of packages. I haven't heard of any.